Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
We are going to celebrate here as the happy place. Mm-hmm. We'll be that happy place.
Okay.
Because I have to go to the bad driver school on Saturday, and I'm not happy about it.
It's going
to
suck.
No,
it's going to suck.
Look forward to it.
No, we can't lie.
It's a place of community.
No.
It's a place of other.
You know when people tell you, oh, it's great experience. Nope. Mm. Nope, but it's
somebody
not.
Tells you that? Who told you it was a good experience?
You'll learn a lot.
Imagine,
you'll feel all right.
Imagine going to the dentist with 10 strangers. Uh-huh. That's really what it
is. Yeah. For an entire day also.
It is punishment.
Yep. Good morning, K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine. I will be punished. I will be publicly
flogged.
I've
been there. Antoine's been there.
I've been there.
Yeah, we know.
Finally, you arrived, Zach.
I've never had to go to driver improvement class or as they affectionately call it to make you feel stupid. Dip class. Yeah. I mean, you might as well call it Moron Academy. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-day experience. You sit down, you get a lunch break.
Maybe they've upgraded since we've been there, Monica. We haven't been in forever.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they've upgraded anything.
They roll out a TV on a cart.
I do, too.
Yeah.
VHS.
Yeah, look at that old tape.
They got to do.
It was all ashy.
Yeah, they got to do all the tracking and stuff to kind of get it to the lines.
Boy, y'all sound real excited over here.
Because you have to get the full experience.
I don't want the full experience.
Like, years ago, we got old school version.
And don't even text in telling me you can do it online now because they won't let me. I've already asked. My lawyer says I have to go do it in person because I've never done it in person.
Yeah.
Which seems odd that those that have been punished and gone to punishment class and then apparently don't learn from their sins and have to take driving improvement again. Oh, you get to take it online the second time.
Yeah.
That does not seem.
But you got it the first time. You have to go.
You have to go. I think you should take a journal and just document. The day for us, because it's a day. I don't know if anybody told you that. It's
8:30.
It's a full day.
8:30 to 5, and something tells me there's no early dismissal. I feel like
they have to keep you in there until right at 5 o'clock.
They
have
strict
to.
Rules.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be the entire day?
Because there's so much to cover.
That's 8.5 hours. Is it not torture enough to stick people in a room for 4 hours and make them 4 hours?
Obviously not.
This is a disrespective time.
You have to watch like sobriety tests and things like that. You'll probably get to see like that Ike Turner one that went viral like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You make friends. You know, it's like the first day of school and the last day of school the same day.
Who's going to be in there with a bunch of 19-year-olds?
Yeah.
Is there a yearbook? Is that what it is?
Mr. Jackson, I listen to you.
That's not me.
I've been listening to you since I was four.
I'll tell you right now.
My parents listen to you.
If the question is, are you Zach from the radio? I'd be like,
I don't know who that is.
You look like him. I know. Isn't that crazy? I'll be darned.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all day. I mean, can I bring like snacks? Like, can you have a bag of chips?
I don't know.
I think so.
Open that up.
That may be instructors specific.
Like, how does that work? Are you just supposed to sit there and starve to death? Is this part
of
the
punishment? Bring a book bag and put snacks in there.
Yeah. So. Worst case scenario, they'll just take your book bag.
Yeah.
You take your book bag? Is this jail?
They'll just put it at the front.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's possible. Depending on who's teaching.
Know.
What about a notepad? Can I?
They'll have some there if you can get one.
Thank God. I'm bringing that because I'm going to write an entire anger diary while I'm sitting in there. I don't know what else I can come up with.
Be prepared for questions.
Write a novel.
Man. Yeah.
It's going to stop you. He or she's going to stop you and be like, hey, excuse me, Mr. Jackson, are you paying attention?
I'm good at half paying attention. That's fine. I was real good at doing class back in the day. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We're not helping.
No, you're not. You're making it
way worse. Is there a way to help? Is there a good spin on it?
No.
It's one day.
Yeah. It's like a spa day.
Without the spa.
Inhale.
Without the spa.
So it's like a day.
No.
It's a spa day in hell is what Monica said.
It is. It's a spa day in hell. I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
It's a spa day at Satan's spa. I'm sorry. And salon and day spa.
It's only one day, though.
Oh,
one day. And I think your lunch break is probably 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's a full hour.
Oh, my God. An hour. So it's like just enough to want to go home, but really have no ability to go home.
You can't escape. You can't just drive off.
And I feel like it's really discouraged to come back having three drinks. That seems.
I don't think that's in your best interest unless you want to come back Sunday.
Is there a breathalyzer test when you come back from lunch?
To class.
Oh my God,
that's funny.
Yeah, 52353. I'm looking for survival tips because these two are not helping.
I think we help.
I feel like we're giving you very straightforward what's going to happen on Saturday.
I feel like you're taking joy in my sadness.
Oh yeah, I'm not denying that at all.
Okay, thank you.
This is a great conversation for us.
We've been through it.
Yeah, we did this. We served our time.
just seems so unfair in life that I have to go to this while Monica's still out on the road.
Oh,
this doesn't seem fair to anybody. Ugh, yeah. One stupid speeding ticket.
Yeah.
41 in a 30. This is what happens, by the way.
Speed demon over there.
Yeah, you end up in punishment. As
I wonder if they make you stand up and, you know, and say your name and give one fact about yourself or one little nugget.
Or maybe explain, like, why you're there.
Yeah.
What you were doing. Zach and I hate it here. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking for survival tips. 52353. I'm also looking for anybody that owns, what are the Google glasses? I need those.
Oh.
Because they look like regular glasses, but you're on the internet. I feel like that's what I need to survive here. Just something. I can watch out of the corner of my eye. I'll have pay attention. But if I can also...
watch a show?
Yeah.
Watch The Office?
Yeah, watch The Office. Yeah. I just feel like I'm in The Office, all of those things.
Man.
So
it'll be all right. It'll be
I'm excited
time, you know,
for you.
You'll get it done.
It'll be great.
How are the two of you today?
I'm doing good.
Don't care. Don't care. Don't answer that. Diamond of the Day is next.
Oh, can you take tattoos like too far? This one girl... she's covered.
You can definitely. Tattoo far.
Yeah. Can you go too far? She went a little too far.
Okay. She's gone
all
the way.
I love tattoos. I love them.
But even you say she's gone too far. Monica, how's your day? Don't talk. You want to hear it not. Hey. It's your thing in the morning. K92. Monica's a lover of tattoos, but she says this woman, she's gone too far.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few tattoos. I plan on getting a birthday tattoo.
A birthday tattoo. Mm-hmm. And when she says it, she means it's a tattoo of a birthday cake.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking
of her actual birth date.
Yeah. Well, that would require two tattoos, Antoine.
Because she has two of those.
She has two birthdays.
Yeah, but that's the government's issue, you know. So yeah,
I believe when it's the government's issue, that makes it your issue.
Yeah,
just
but
so
I
you know.
Yeah, well, that's a long story.
How do you file your taxes every year without going to jail? I'm not sure.
Well, that's their problem.
How is it?
This girl.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, look.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, but this girl, she has 150 tattoos.
All right.
And which is, that's good and all. She went from none to just covered. But she went too far when she had her eyes tattooed.
Ooh.
She had her eyes tattooed a light blue. So you're able to color in your eyeball.
Yeah.
Yes.
So her actual eyeball.
Her actual eyeballs.
Like not her eyelashes or eyelids,
her
whatever.
Her eyeballs, like they are blue.
You can do that?
Yeah. Apparently so. She spent $20,000 on her tattoos and getting,
expensive.
Yeah. $20,000 and her eyes are freaky looking.
That has to hurt.
It has to hurt. I don't even know how or, you know, you have to Google her and check her out, but her eyes are like a light blue.
Yeah, I see it.
Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Pretty eyes now.
Pretty, but it's like, is there any going back?
No.
After that?
No.
You can't go back?
No, you can't.
Oh, I see. So you're saying you get like the whites of your eyes tattooed.
Yeah, it gets injected with like some fluid or something.
And you feel like that should be like, you know, legal. That should be against the law.
Stupid enough to do it.
Right. I mean, if you're an idiot, you can do whatever you want.
Because
it's America. Because it's the government's problem.
It's the government's problem. No.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if that's what you want to do.
$20,000 and I mean, she looks good. But those eyes.
I always wonder that about certain people where they go through these great lengths to, you know, get a lizard tongue.
Oh, yeah, she has that too.
Oh, of course. Duh.
Yeah. She has that too. She had her tongue split.
Is where do they get all this money? Because none of them.
It costs a lot.
None of them are the surgeons or, you know, just, I'm a criminal defense attorney and that's where I make all my money.
Yeah, because tattoos are expensive.
Yeah, I know they are.
They have a great Etsy account.
Maybe.
The Etsy account is popping.
I mean, you can get a small tattoo and that'll run you $300, you know, depending on the artist and, you know, how much time.
And your eyeballs, I imagine, is slightly more than that.
Yeah.
So is that what you'll be doing for your birthday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk to Jared.
Different eyes.
I'm waiting for the day they figure out how to do tattoos on top of each other, like layered tattoos, almost where you just kind of like open a flap and you can see the tattoo underneath the other tattoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Scary.
I know, but that's what's going to happen. People are going to be able to, they'll peel back one layer and they'll have different tattoos and then they'll be doing three layers and four layers. You want to tell me that people won't do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You go to the hospital if your skin just like, you have a skin flap.
Yeah, shed their skin.
Like what is this, a puppy door?
Yes. Doggy door to the other side. It's like the trap
door.
It's like
one of those little kid books where you like move the flap.
Yeah, exactly. And a new tattoo. Yeah.
Right. So you move the flap and then there's something else there.
That's a great idea because then the first tattoo could be like words, could be a sentence, and then you pull the flap down and it's a picture.
Right.
And then you throw
story
up because it's disgusting.
With your kids.
Yeah. So you can be your own human children's book.
Grandfather, tell me that story again. Well, look at my forearm.
Here we go. Get ready, kids.
Oh, man.
Moon. That's how it works. So,
love it.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't you worry about it. On the way, continued survival tips for me having to go to stupid driving class, and my pathetic accomplishment that I confessed to yesterday. I gotta go to stupid class, jerks. This is why I want the robot cars, man. I'm sick of driving. I don't want to go to driver improvement class anymore. I don't want to drive.
I am so... I'm so excited. Can you wear like a GoPro and like live stream, but it's your face? I don't want you to GoPro the class. I want to see how your face changes from... Like, I want to see how depressed you get,
Antoine,
in those 8 hours.
Didn't I very politely ask you to shut up a minute ago? While you're still talking.
I
don't remember asking for your opinion ever.
That's a great idea, yeah. And then you need like a first day of school outfit.
Oh, yes. Can you lay
and
it out and take a picture of it?
Yeah, and hold up a sign. Dip.
First day of dip. Oh, I love it. I love it. This is coming together.
You know what I need right now? This, speaking of cars, is that wall that comes up in a limousine. Like, why can't I put one of those up in here?
Get your mom to drop you off.
Oh,
so she can
yes.
take a picture.
With the packed lunch, yeah. a brown bag lunch.
Could you ask about lunch?
Yeah.
If anyone's hiring, awesome. I'm looking to change careers.
This is coming together.
It's a hostile work environment. I don't like it here.
I love it.
8:30 to 5. And according to both of you, it goes to 5:00 on the atomic clock.
It did when I was in there.
Now, several people have texted saying they got out early. What is early, though? Is it 4:55? And don't get me wrong, I'll take it.
Yes.
I don't care. I'll take any minute.
They're early.
Seriously, can we plow through lunch? I don't care. Let's get this over with.
You may get somebody that'll allow for you to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's so dumb, the whole concept of just sitting there and being punished for an entire day. I mean, think of it this way. What if this stupid driver class was an hour, which it easily could be, and then the rest of the day I was required to, say, help build a house for Habitat for Humanity? Wouldn't that make more sense to the universe? Go walk dogs at Angels of Assisi?
No, because you weren't speeding in the house. You weren't speeding
right.
on the dog.
That's right.
If
you have to learn your lesson.
If you were a tractor trailer and you hit pulling a house.
Yeah, maybe.
Then maybe.
Yeah, but that wasn't the case.
You know what? I'm going to look at this in the positive. This gives me hope. This gives me excitement for the next time either of you are in a way.
Oh, no.
And I am just going to rail the boat. Oh, my God.
We're just trying to get you ready.
I can't wait. I can't wait to
we're
get
like
you ready.
We're like the ninth graders that are, you know, we're trying to get you prepped
for high
school.
You have a book bag? You have a book bag you want to take your stuff in? Okay.
You're on the ninth graders. You're the senior stuffing my head in the toilet.
No.
I'm the ninth grader.
Yeah. We're the seniors. You're the ninth grader. Yeah. We're getting you ready for
I'm
what
the scrawny
like.
Little ninth grader. I don't even have no, pubes or anything.
Get out of my way, dweeb.
Yep.
And you're coming in with your porno mustache and everything.
Aww.
Oh, my Lord. You know, I guess it all comes. This is why I have to have pathetic accomplishments in my life, because the rest of my life is pathetic. So I have to do accomplishments like the water counter confession of yesterday. I went over to get myself some water, because I should point out, as we get this going, we have one of those water bottle replacement things. So it's all this filtered water, and you put your glass underneath, and it's to help the environment and not use as many water bottles, because Monica uses every water bottle on Earth.
Oh,
so we have to. I'm calling the government on you. I'm going to tell them.
No, Ava already gets on me. She said, save the dolphins. Every time I drink out of a plastic bottle.
If
anybody has any contacts at the Environmental Protection Agency, let me know, because I'm
going to
sick them on Monica. I went over to get myself some water, and the counter was on 1971.
Okay.
1971.
Okay. Which sounds relatively insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to call it a year, it would be 1971.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you see, guys.
Random year.
I was born. I'm a bicentennial baby. I was born in 1976.
Okay.
The 200th anniversary of America. Me and Murica, we were celebrating our birthday in 1976. And I thought to myself, man, I really would like to have the 1976 bottle saved of this water.
Look at you.
But I know darn well if I fill up right now, I ain't going to come. Someone else is going to steal my thunder.
That's correct.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I filled and poured out 5 bottles of water just so I could take a picture of 1976.
Hmm? Oh my gosh,
yep.
So
wasteful.
Probably killed a dolphin somewhere. I'm sure that's how this works. Well, I mean, you would know. You kill them all the time.
No!
How many notches you got on your fish tank?
No, that
at this
is
point?
So wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Little dolphin tattoos on your face.
Someone's salty about dip.
That is true.
But
did you notice she has that necklace with all the blowholes?
Dolphins are very nice creatures.
I tell you what, I've actually, if nothing else, I have found a dip, because I have to go to dip class, that's worse than 7 layers. So there's I hate you both. Just so you know. Yeah. Scoopla, next, the things changed by Instagram. The wedding ring game is completely different now. We'll look into some of that. Then the backwards game that is on the way. We have tickets to Nate Bargatze all day today on the show and K92 in general. So every single hour. So we'll do that because he's at the Berglund Center tonight. If he can snowplow his way through the inch and a half of snow that we may or may not have. I mean, I don't know.
I hear about it.
Very scary coming up. Is there a specific part of your life that has been completely changed by Instagram?
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
You know, or it could be just social media in general.
Yeah.
Because I thought about that this morning as I was getting ready for work. And my guest bedroom, that is my changing room. That's my boudoir. Uh-huh.
Yes.
That way I can have the lights on. I got all my clothes in there and everything. And I saw this stack of cooking magazines, you know, food and wine, that sort of stuff. And I used to read those all the time and fold the pages over and go back and find the recipes. Now, man, if it ain't on Instagram or Pinterest, forget it. I'm not bothering
with that. Instagram's the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's sports. I get the majority of all of my sports. And it's funny you said cooking magazines because we talked about it. Like, I used to get Sports Illustrated and ESPN Magazine.
Don't
like,
need it.
It's so stupid now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why am I going
to
turn pages?
Just buy the magazine.
Yeah.
I do like a magazine. I really do.
But when's the last time you actually went out your way to
doctor's office?
Yeah.
Doctor's highlights.
Office. Not doctor's office. And every time I grab at the doctor's office, that's been ruined because I think of Monica saying, think of all the germs that have touched this magazine at the doctor's office. So a lot of times I will, it's the same magazine, but I'm looking at it on my phone.
But even while you stand in line at the grocery store, you look over at the magazine rack and you never.
Yeah, but that used to be a thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I used to look up like codes, like video games. It would be like those gaming magazines.
Antoine, I still have a stack of Nintendo Power magazines.
Yeah, see?
Oh, that's cute.
I gotta go through those and see if they're worth anything. Which they probably aren't because I've written in all of them, all these different codes. I don't know, maybe the codes are more valuable. Yeah, so it can be sports. I have this article about how Instagram has completely transformed how people buy engagement rings.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, the pictures and everything on Instagram looks so good. Like, everything just looks appealing.
Right.
So.
And so that's, you know, we've been given this, I would say, false sense of this is what everything's supposed to look like. So people are
without
capitalizing. I mean, I would say engagement rings and just engagements in general have changed dramatically because of Instagram.
Yes.
Now it's not even good enough to get down on one knee and propose to someone if there's not a fountain in the back and one of your friends hiding in the bushes to take a picture of it.
Yeah, because you got to remember when we had Belle in here a couple weeks ago, she said whenever she gets engaged, she needs to make sure her nails are done, that there's a photographer, that... It can't just be on a whim.
Right.
It can't just be like a surprise out of
You're
nowhere.
You're correct about that. One of my girlfriends, I mean, she got married in California. We had to wait for a sunset, for the sunset to hit just right and run outside and take pictures.
Because of Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, and the picture's amazing, but still, we had to wait.
It's pretty pathetic, isn't it?
It's a lot.
That's
a
lot.
It is life, though. I mean, if you'd like to see my wonderful food pictures, it's K92 Zach on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing on Instagram these days, Monica?
A little bit of everything on my Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, Monica Brooks 13, it's a little bit of everything.
It's all
it's
over
kids,
the place.
It's me, you know. It's,
violence.
You know.
I mean, getaways.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really have just food. I mean, if I travel, and I went to New York recently, so it's me and my girlfriends hanging out. It's food pictures, pictures of Times Square. It's just random stuff.
Now, Antoine, what's your Instagram again?
K92
Antoine.
Shut up!
No, K92
Antoine, guys.
Aww.
For anybody listening.
I'm mad at Antoine because he's so excited about me having to go to driver
improvement
class.
I am. It's the highlight of my day.
All right. Well, you know what? Coming up next is the backwards game. I'm glad it's the highlight because it's all downhill from here, mister. We're going to make sure the rest of your day is terrible. Monica has a distinct edge in the backwards game because I'm the judge and I'm mad at Antoine. So that is next. Nate Bargatze tickets on the way. We have them all day here on K92, so get ready.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Time to take some words and phrases, flip them all around backwards, and make these two yahoos have to talk backwards. And then I'll flip y'all around, and we'll see exactly what you yahoos sound like in the other direction. Backwards game in the house. We say good morning to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Carrie, who would you like to team up with today in the game, Carrie?
Monica.
All right.
Yeah, Carrie.
Monica has a distinct advantage.
That was smart, Carrie.
I'm the judge. I'm mad at Antoine, but I will not let it cloud my judgment.
We will see.
We'll see. And really, as we know in the backwards game, the most important round is round three.
Yes.
So we'll
yes.
see what happens in round three. Johnny, you will be teamed up with Antoine, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see how it goes now in the game. Ready. Monica Brooks, you were selected first in the game. Uh-huh. That means you will go first in round one. You will hear the phrase, as we heard it forward a second ago.
Milk and bread!
Ah! You'll hear it backwards two times. You will then talk backwards, and we will flip you around and see what you sound like. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Milk and bread. It's time to freak out today because we are going to get a little bit of snow. And I will actually, I'll play the song here in a minute on the other side of the commercials and stuff before 7 o'clock. So get ready for that if you want to hear the milk and bread song. In the meantime, we flipped it around. Here's what it sounds like. Monica Brooks. One more time. Okay. We will lock in her answer. Antoine has returned from the soundproof chamber.
I have.
You will now hear that same phrase, milk and bread, two times, backwards, and then you try to talk all backwards. Here we go. One more. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought you were going to start. You started strong, Antoine, and then I feel like it trailed off a little bit.
It always does.
Yeah, but I don't know if Monica's was any better because this is milk and bread is. Sorry, I got my thing here. Okay, milk and bread. Yeah, right at the end, it flipped around a little bit. I'm not so sure. So we're looking for milk and bread. Here we go.
Milk and bread.
Okay.
All right.
Mork and bread. You're watching with Mork and Mindy back in the day. Is there anybody named Mork?
I don't think so.
Like a real person named Mork?
Famous Morks.
Yeah. Because that was Robin Williams.
Did your parents not love you? No, that's not. It's all right.
You know, legendary comedian Robin Williams, that's where he got his start on this goofy sitcom that was called Mork and Mindy. And he was Mork from the planet Ork. And it was very popular. So did somebody name their baby Mork? Because of that.
There's one Mork out there.
There's probably one. There's got to be a Mork out there somewhere.
I can't find one.
Okay.
Yeah,
but what do you know? Just saying. All right, we have Antoine here. We're going to flip him around looking for milk and bread. Let's go. Let's see. Let me check Monica's again.
He's
got a good yell. As much as it pains me, I'm giving the point to Antoine.
but it was close.
Yeah.
Both of them were terrible. Yeah.
And the good news is he's going to lose this round, okay? No matter what.
Vengeance.
Yes, round two is always fixed here in the game. So Monica Brooks will enter the soundproof chamber. Now forward, this is the phrase.
Little lady steak.
We were joking about lady steak earlier this week and last week, how it's a smaller steak, and we were trying to get Monica to serve her man a little lady steak for Valentine's Day, which she did not. Little lady steak, when we flip it around, sounds like this. It's very alien sounding. Okay. It seemed all right.
You never know. I black out when that happens.
Is that what it is? I don't know what I just did. Monica Brooks, the phrase forward, it was in your honor, you and your man last week when we were trying to convince you to serve him a
little lady steak.
A little lady steak. So cute. And of course, inflection always counts in the game. You get to hear it backwards two times. Here it is. One more.
I wish you could see your face when you said that.
I should have paid attention.
Like a little evil.
I'm not feeling good about how it's actually going to sound, but don't worry. I'm going to give Monica the point anyway. So let's see what happens. Little lady steak backwards from Antoine is. We're listening for little lady steak. Let's flip it around.
Little lady snake.
Oh. Mm.
And it is sort of traipsing
very dainty.
Through the fountain. Yeah. It is very dainty. That was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yes, see to that lordy.
I'm not feeling good about this.
Uh-oh. Hey, little lady snake.
Yeah. You're lucky this was the second round and not the first.
Yep. I clearly hear it. Monica's is so much better.
Yes. Correct.
Oh, woo! Yeah. Yep. Point to Monica.
Good job, Monica.
Thank you.
You did amazing. Yes.
I mean, nailed it. Dead on. It has
this, carry.
Yeah, it's all very legitimate. Round two is always a legitimate round. All okay. Right. Final round. It's going to be cold this weekend. It's going to be snowy tonight. Maybe mm-hmm. you want to curl up by the fire and just eat baked potato.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Bring on those carbs.
Baked potato. What does that sound like backwards, Monica Brooks? It sounds like this. Okay. There's a lot of just mouth mashing in there. One more time.
Jeff Skin.
You know, I know a guy named Jeff Skin. Was a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that dude. Antoine.
Yes.
Forward, you're looking for this.
Baked potato.
Okay.
Yes. Delicious. This one, it's got a challenging sort of mash of noises that go on in it. We flip it around backwards. This is what you're trying to imitate.
Whoa.
There's a lot going on for just baked potato. Yeah. Just baked potato.
Skeet.
Yes. Okay. To the window.
To the wall. All right. This is going to be close in that I think they're both bad. So let's see what we have here. Monica Brooks, baked potato.
Deaf Skin.
Yes, Deaf Skin. Love that. It was a big Run DMC had a song, Deaf Skin, back in the day. All right. We're listening for baked potato.
Next, no.
Okay. Now, again, inflection counts, so there is some of that in there. Let's see what we got here from Antoine.
Skim.
I don't think it's going to be good.
No,
too many
really
S's.
I don't know, but you never know. There.
Yeah, who knows? Let's find out now. It is...
Snake steak. Baked potato is hard.
It is hard. Let's see it. Monica? Both terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the edge always goes to the person I'm not mad at.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Carrie.
There you go.
Yeah, baked potatoes.
All other things equal because they were both equally terrible.
I'm slightly
more mad at Antoine than I am at Monica, so congratulations.
Carrie, you get those pair of tickets to see comedian Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the Berglund Center tonight, so get your tickets at theberglundcenter.com.
And just remember, you know, if you want to complain and say that's the sanctity of the rules and that's not fair, you have to remember something very important about this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. We're a dumb show, so we'll do whatever the heck we want, and it doesn't matter. The Milk and Bread song is on the way, as well as your trending. If you're a smoker, I know you've been saying for years, one of these days you're probably going to tell me I'm not allowed to smoke in my house. Today might be that day. So get ready for it, friends.
The K92 Morning.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three. Number three.
So many bizarre ways to celebrate your love of food today. If you're big into the quarter pounder, which is my favorite thing at McDonald's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love a good quarter pounder.
I like the quarter pounder. I just like the ratios. I like the crunchitude that comes on the end of the burger patty and everything. And they're kind of pushing the quarter pounder right now. So there is a whole new line of quarter pounder merch. And what I'm bringing up in particular at goldenarchesunlimited.com is your 6-candle set of quarter pounder scented candles. So all the different ingredients. So that means you have a bread candle. That one I'd be okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup, weird.
Yeah.
Pickle. Mm. Cheese candle.
No.
Beef candle. And the worst one of them all, the onion candle.
Oh, who wants the onion?
I love me some onions, but not that much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you want onion candle, just go to the gym and then don't take a shower for it.
Yes. There you go.
The onion candle is all through
your house.
You become
an onion.
All the time.
Onion candle.
A tastier food twist that's going on right now, too. And I worry about some people because there are people out there who absolutely love lip balm.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with lip balm. They can practically eat lip balm. Lip balm, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, now they have blah, blah for Twinkies and Hostess Donettes.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Eat your lips.
Twinkie flavored. Yeah, you're going to eat your face.
Start eating your face off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess maybe if it's lower calorie and you're just licking on your face, I mean, you look
that's
weird.
And it serves that need.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
But if you lose weight and you look hot, people won't judge you if you're mm-hmm. all the time.
Number two
trending, The Bachelor. Because the show's on right now.
Yes.
And then I guess they roll into The Bachelorette and all those other things. This summer, not one, not two, but three different Bachelor shows will be on.
We need that many? We need that?
No, we don't need any, actually.
How? How are they doing three at one time?
Well, They're doing The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Then they'll do, what's the one they do?
In Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise. They'll do that one. And then this year, because I don't know if you realize, it's the Summer Olympics mm-hmm. are this year.
Yes.
So they're doing the Bachelor Summer Games. This is where they make all the previous contestants
okay.
do.
Okay.
They did it for the Winter Olympics uh-huh. a couple years ago, I guess. So they're bringing it back for the Summer Olympics and make them do things like track and field and swimming and all that stuff. Chris Harrison, I guess, this is the most popular question he gets asked about The Bachelor is, will they ever do one with older people?
It's the number one thing I get asked about when I'm doing the show. When are you going to do an older version of The Bachelor? Yeah, we're thinking about it. We'll see. Everybody deserves love, right?
I would watch.
See, I would not.
I would watch because I want to see how they pull it together. What are they doing?
I wouldn't because I don't care about the original show, so I don't really care about
the spinoff.
Oh, when
they invite them up to the room?
Yeah,
and they play bingo.
I hate to say it though, it's terrible to say. It won't be as popular because we live in an Instagram world, so older people just Dane is hot or whatever it is.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm telling you the universe says. I don't necessarily agree with that. Maybe it would be more interesting because people would be a little bit older and they just wouldn't care about mm-hmm. certain things. Mm-hmm. And there'd be a lot of crazy cougars on that show going nuts. So I don't know. But I love that the headline came, Chris Harrison confirms older version of Bachelor. Like, no, he didn't.
No.
He just said people ask about it.
Number one,
smokers, you're going to be mad. And this is not around here yet. Might as well put it that way. Because if you are someone who smokes, that's your decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a health risk for a lot of different reasons. And I am totally down with things like you not being able to smoke in a restaurant if I have to go there. But a common cry amongst smokers is, one of these days they're going to tell me I can't smoke in my house. Well, say hello to today.
That's coming.
Yep. It's here.
It's arrived.
It's here in New York. So this is Suffolk County, somewhere up in New York. And they are proposing a law that would prevent people from smoking if they lived in apartment complexes, condos, or multifamily dwellings. Because they say that the secondhand smoke can get into mm-hmm. the pipes and the ventilation system.
I understand
and
that.
The plumbing and the electrical lines and all that stuff. So then people in other apartments who don't smoke are going to get your secondhand smoke.
All right.
I don't hate it.
I don't either.
I don't hate it.
I don't either. And I get the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do. Because this is America. But as someone who once lived in row houses, which is kind of multifamily one right after the other, I live next to people who not only smoked, but they were from Italy. And the smell of garlic and onions every single day from that house mm-hmm. was so strong in the walls. Like you could just smell it all the time. So I get it. It's your house. But when it's attached to other people's houses.
Especially if you don't own it. If you don't own it, then I don't think you should be able to smoke at anything that you don't personally mm-hmm. own because that's going to be there whenever you decide to leave.
Also true. But yeah, it's coming for you. And I know that there's strong opinions on both sides, but that's what's up. If you are a smoker, I guess it's worth paying attention to. Coming up, we got a brand new Ghost Hunters with a very awkward twist, so get ready for that. Now, brand new birthday scam.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
scam. This request comes from Jimmy, which is a name I find impossible to not say Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy says, I have the perfect scam from my buddy Daryl. Daryl. Jimmy Daryl. He's somebody that always starts running his mouth when he's drinking. And we were all hanging out on Saturday night and he starts going on about redoing his basement for some sort of pimped out man cave. He was pretty drunk, so we were messing with him and telling him he'd never go through with it. And he got all mad and threatened to start buying stuff right there on the spot while we were talking. Thing is, he was so drunk, he doesn't remember any of this now. So I think you can take advantage of that and totally screw with him. Get it. That's from Jimmy.
All right.
Uh-huh. I'm calling. I got all his man cave stuff. We are ready to roll. It is Stan Cave's Man Caves here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Daryl, right?
Yes, it is.
Right. I'm here. You gonna let me in?
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. Who are you?
This is Stan.
Okay, Stan? I don't know any Stan.
Stan Cave of Stan Cave's Man Caves. I'm at your house right now with your order, so you gonna let me in or what?
What do you mean you're at my house?
You live at, let me see here, 25 Road.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my address.
Yes, and that's where I am, your house. So you going to let me in or what? Time's a-wasting, and I want to offload everything.
Wait a minute. Offload what? I'm sorry. I'm really confused right now.
I have all the things that you ordered for your new man cave, and I got the boys ready to offload everything. It's that simple.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't order anything for a man cave.
Sir, buddy. This is way more than just anything for a man cave. Yeah. This is the whole dang man cave. I got your furniture, 128-inch projector screen, cedar wood bar, vintage video game
system. Okay, hang on. I'm telling you, I didn't order...
And 300-gallon shark tank. So, buddy, let's get this done. I got 6 other deliveries today.
Listen to me. There's some kind of mistake. I didn't order any of these things.
Okay. You're Daryl, right?
Yes.
Well, I got your order right here. Saturday night, 11:17 p.m., you placed an order for our deluxe package on our website.
Wait a minute. Saturday night?
Yep, 11:17 p.m.
God, I was hanging out with some friends, and I remember talking about this stuff. But I don't
hang on, I'll save it. Let me guess. You drinking?
Well, I mean,
yeah. I got you. Buddy, you'd be amazed how much money I make after 10 p.m. on a weekend. Drunk money is the best money at Stan Cave's Man Caves.
Okay, well, there's been a mistake.
Been some kind of misunderstanding, right? That's what you're going to say, right?
Yes. Son,
save it. I've already run your card for the non-refundable deposit of $6,209. So I recommend you take your stuff and enjoy your new man cave.
$6,209? What? No, I did not spend $6,000.
Well, no.
Okay.
That's your first installment. The other two installments of $6,209 will be automatically billed in 3 and 6 months, respectively.
Okay, hold on. This is some kind of joke, okay? This can't possibly be happening.
Oh, it's happening. Look, I'm going to just unload the stuff. It's your problem now. So, go ahead, boys. Go ahead, unload everything.
No.
The shark tank on the lawn.
Stop unloading.
What?
Dude, you can't put a shark tank on my lawn.
What, you want it like in a garage or something?
No. I don't want it at all. I don't want any of this shit.
Buddy, listen to me. I smuggle these sharks from Singapore. Ooh. You're taking them.
No, I'm not, okay? I'm not taking any of this, okay? I didn't order all these things, and I will dispute the charges. This is absolutely ridiculous.
You know what's ridiculous?
What?
Leaving sharks in your yard. Your neighbors are already looking at me funny, man.
Stop it. Do not unload anything else. Put it back on the truck. I'm coming down right now.
Cool. I'll wish you a happy birthday when you get here. Hi. This is Zach from K92. This is a birthday scam. Hi.
Oh, God. What? Okay.
Oh, man. You had some cocktails the other night, and your buddies had ratted you out and said this would be a perfect time. I got Jimmy is the one who sent in the birthday scam.
Yeah, God. When you told me I ordered this stuff, I thought I might have actually ordered that stuff. Yeah. Oh, man.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Love is hard. It's darn near impossible. Yeah. It's hard to find someone. You find someone. And they, like, I don't know, don't work out, they don't like you, or they cheat on you, or just, I don't know. They disappear.
It's
now
complicated.
They just disappear.
Yeah.
Get ghosted.
You don't even get to have good, solid arguments or someone throws a vacuum cleaner out the window.
Oh, they just fade away.
They're gone. It's like dust. That whole
thing.
Where'd
you go?
I know. We get Callie in here first because she got ghosted. So good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay.
There you.
She's here. She's all alone. She needs answers. That's what we have. So, Callie, I guess let us know what happened, and let's see if we can piece it together. And we do have Ryan, who ghosted you, and he is willing to explain himself. So he's on hold right now, and he's going to talk to both of us, everybody. So go ahead. Let us know what happened first. What happened?
Okay, well, we met on a dating app, and we really hit it off. But, like, we dated for, like, a month, and then he just ghosted me. I haven't heard from him in over a week. And I've been calling and texting, and I just want to know what happened. He met my parents and everything. Like, it was going really, really well.
Huh. So you felt like this was really going somewhere.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who meets somebody's parents and then ghosts? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy. Yeah. This guy does. Yeah. Any other red flags? I mean, did something happen? Because you haven't heard from him in a week, and you said you've texted and you've called, and you've gotten absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And no explanation with it either. So yeah. Not like, hey, like this happened, or I just don't like you like that anymore. Like, absolutely nothing, at least not from my end, not from my perspective.
Okay.
That's strange.
Well, Ryan is here right now, so I think we waste no time and figure it out. I mean, maybe he has a job where he has to go to Peru for a week. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't have a good cell phone.
We'll find out.
Hi, Ryan.
Howdy.
Howdy. thank you for agreeing to come on with us, and you agreed to come on with all of us. So Callie's here as well, and I guess, really, she's the one who wants the explanation, so I'll just let you two have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ryan, what happened? Am I not good enough for a text or a call? I mean, you could be a man and tell me that you're no longer interested in me.
Callie, okay, just listen. We can't be together. I find you very attractive and perfect girl. I really do. We just can't be together.
You just can't. Sounds like country music song.
No,
it's like, girl, we cannot be together.
Our families are on opposite sides of the town.
That's right. It's because you on one side of the river, I'm on the other side of the river. Oh, you know how it is. And it's just
wouldn't make it.
You're a Miller Lite girl in a Bud Light world.
I'm a traveling cowboy. I just can't just stay here.
Why? Like, if I'm so perfect, then what is it?
Fair question.
So your mom recently got married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't get mad. I hooked up with your mom last year at the bar. Don't get mad. When she was single, and it was that one time.
Wait, you did what? No.
I had no idea. I was at the dinner when we met up with your parents. She walked in, my heart dropped. She played it off good, though. She was real. She was real good, but.
Stop reminiscing. Stop reminiscing. Get out your head. Stop thinking about the memories.
Who is this Walker, Texas Ranger? Who is this?
She's real good. She walked in that saloon.
And, walked in and kicked open them two doors of the saloon. When I heard them spurs, I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah, I know. This could be serious for you.
Okay. I haven't seen her since the shootout at noon.
All right. Well,
Wow. Okay. I'm going to call my mom.
Okay.
If you're cool to know, let's just talk and try to pick up where we left it off.
I need to really think about this one. And you could have just told me. Like, oh, my God. Let me just think on this, Ryan.
I didn't know. I had no idea. It was just a one-time thing.
Okay. Wow.
Mom was single, yes?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
She was acting like it.
Okay, well. That's part two of this song. Acting like she's single. Isn't that the new Luke Bryan song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what it is. I mean, that's a lot to process. I can understand sort of freaking out and thinking, okay, oh, God. Yeah. I don't even know. How do you
communicate that?
No.
How do you tell them?
Not at the dinner.
Well, Antoine, you communicated.
That's why I had to take a little break because I tried to process all that at one time.
Yeah, to giddy up out of town.
He did. Yeah. This two-bit town ain't big enough for the both of us. Oh, my God. All right, Callie, I am so sorry to laugh.
I know.
Because
look.
It is. It's funny. It just kind of is.
It's hilarious.
All right.
It is funny if you're not me.
Yeah, I know. And it's very awkward.
I had no idea. It was a one-time thing.
Right.
Okay.
And he did. He said that. So, I guess... Very awkward, but there was no, this is a situation where you didn't even know each other at the time. So I guess when given this information, much like when Ryan found out this information, it's a lot to process all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So Callie, I do want you to just, take some time and I apologize for laughing and everything, but it's
we all do apologize.
I'm not Yankee.
He has a little charm to him.
He does.
It is like, I can see why,
it's like he's got a toothpick in his mouth while he's talking about this whole thing. Talk to your mom and then go from there and see what happens. Okay, Callie?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Thanks. And Ryan, you know, you keep us posted. Just be love, or you just have to go on down that dusty road, all right?
It's not a problem.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, woo! It's time to go shopping. And not the kind where you buy new stuff. It's where you buy old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist. Leftover
Local stuff.
Local stuff. Weird stuff. Fun stuff.
Yes.
Playing Craigslist Price is Right now is Antoine versus Monica. I'm very excited to bring you all these items. And we will start with a very dirty refrigerator.
Okay.
Followed by something that is alive. We say good morning first to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
All right, Chris, your choice. Good morning to you, too. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today, Chris?
Antoine.
Okay, Chris and Antoine. Monica, you'll be playing on behalf of the Phantom because we had Nathan and he hung up, and then we had Renee and she hung up.
Yeah.
They must have known, Antoine.
Yeah.
Well, and even I'm playing for the country boy.
You are. Yes. Country boy. Monica Brooks and the country boy.
Take him a refrigerator.
Sam. So I don't remember.
I remember now.
What do you think about Sam Hunt?
It's all I can think of is Sam Hunt and Sam Neill. Yeah. I don't know. Sam Elliott. Anyway, Chris, Antoine, Monica, Country Phantom. Here we go. In the Price is Right. Antoine, you were selected first, so you will get to start the bidding.
Okay.
How much would you pay? Available in Southwest Roanoke City right now. A dirty refrigerator. And they are not lying. This thing is filthy.
Mm.
Says works well. Have it plugged in.
Oh, it works. Well, okay.
While very dirty on outside and needs a good cleaning, the inside is not too bad, although still needs some cleaning.
Does it say what kind of refrigerator
it is? I'll let you look at this filthy thing. Because, I mean, I don't know how a refrigerator gets that dirty on the outside unless you live in mud. But it is.
It's an ew.
It is gross.
Okay.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It needs a lot of cleaning. Some TLC. Says perfect for a man cave.
No.
And like perfect for an actual cave.
What did it hold? Like bodies or something?
Yes, heads.
Yeah.
Dirt.
Okay, how much for that?
Heads and fingers.
How much would you pay? Locked.
I'm locked.
You must pick up. I don't know if that changes. Like they're going to send mail this to you.
Oh, that'd need to take a dollar off then if I got to pick it up.
Okay, right. Antoine, what do you got?
$75.02.
$75.02.
It's so dirty.
$50.01.
$50.01. Well, it's a bargain at $25.
Wow.
Correct. Is victorious. For the $25 dirty refrigerator. Well, you clean it. I mean, if it works,
you have to clean it.
If it still works, I mean, you got a pressure washer. You need a fire hose to clean the front of this thing off.
A lot of bleach.
Yeah. But after that, I mean, I suppose for $25, as long as it works. Okay. Point to Monica Brooks in round one. Round two now of the Craigslist Price is Right. This, my friends, is alive. Who wants to buy a goat?
A goat.
A goat.
A goat. An actual goat. I have pictures of the goat.
Okay.
This is, it says ASR Reg 97%. I don't know what that is.
Okay, but it's a nice looking goat.
Savannah
it's
butt
really clean,
goat.
Well taken butt care goat. Of. Eats well.
Monica,
oh, yeah,
healthy,
healthy.
Is it healthy
it's
looking?
Healthy.
To answer your question, Monica, comes with papers, has clean teats, and no split in scrotum.
It's a nice looking goat. Goats, you know.
She just that's
I heard
very
you.
Answer.
I don't know how much goats go for these days.
Still rutting. I don't know what that means. But
still
it
rutting.
Is. Still rutting. Rutting.
Oh.
But can she climb a tree?
Gaining good, but still needs weight.
Oh.
See.
The goat looks healthy.
There's a buck that's rutting also. He's had C, D, and T. This is all the stuff that a goat person would know. Multi-min shot.
Mm.
Feet don't look bad, but could use a touch-up. I'll try to get all that done. That's what this says right here. And I'll get a pic of his papers and post it later. 3 years old, going on 4, as opposed to 7. And easy to work with. Walks on a lead and ties out.
All right, locked.
How much would you pay for this goat, baby?
$572.
Okay.
Mm.
This is a local goat. Central North Carolina, actually, but shows up on our Craigslist.
I went $210.04.
$210.04. Closest to the actual goat asking price is $800.
Wow.
Correct.
That's a good looking goat.
Victorious.
Hey,
$800 goat for the Phantom.
That's right. The Country Phantom. For all the Sams out there.
You won for Chris. He meant to say your name.
You know what? Chris is the only one there, so give him the ticket.
Yeah, he meant to say your name. That's what
I
it was.
I won for you, Chris. Well, you didn't pick me.
Chris forgot. Okay. He didn't take into consideration because he didn't listen earlier. Antoine is all stupid today.
I am.
Yeah, I'm anti-Antoine. So, Chris, because you were stuck with him.
You get to go.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and send
Nate
you.
See Nate Bargatze tonight. I'll say tomorrow. Tonight at the Berglund Center.
Tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Anyway, it's tonight. Berglund Center, berglundcenter.com for all the details. If you'd like to buy tickets, everything. Monica's got a teeny tiny little chatterbox in her house, and it's adorable. Yep. So maybe
it's adorable to you.
Mm-hmm. Good. You know what? Finally, something I can laugh at you about. Because you've been laughing at me all day about having to go to driver improvement class. So next, I'm going to laugh at Monica.
We were not really laughing at you. We were just trying. We were reminissing about our experience and trying to help you out.
But I was also laughing.
You were.
I was going to make sure it's on the record. I was laughing.
So you know, coming up here in a second, I'm going to reminisce at you a lot. So get ready for it. Kathleen in Salem texts in, Zach, I got a speeding ticket on the way to driver improvement class. Don't be me.
She wanted that two-for-one special
day. God, I know. Yeah. Like, look, does this count for both of them? Can we just knock this out? Can we process this real fast?
So I
can
go ahead.
Can I work this one off also? Yes, bless her heart. Now, let's laugh at Monica.
Oh, what?
You've been laughing at me all day.
That is true. You have been not nice. No, don't bring me into this. We're laughing at Monica right now.
Trust me.
All the hurtful things you said.
Monica, he's worse. But I don't have anything on him. I have stuff on you. So that's all I can do right now.
Oh,
because
man.
Monica's son, or as we like to refer to him, he's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Talks to everybody.
He
Everyone
does.
In the grocery
he's
store.
He's so charming,
I'm like,
that
I'm
little
like,
one.
You don't have to. And of course, he had the tiniest boo-boo, had a paper cut on his finger. And so he had a little Band-Aid.
Oh, poor
thing. I know. And I'm like, you're fine. You're fine. We walk into the store. He has to tell everyone about it. Stop.
Yes.
There's some guy walking by. Hey, I got a paper cut. I got a Band-Aid. My teacher cleaned it off. And I got this paper cut. He said, oh, hi. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't indulge.
They're busy. Everyone's,
they may be concerned.
No.
With this injury.
Moving. Well, we are in the grocery store. And there's a woman. She's, you know, she's working.
Okay.
And Hendrix, hey, I got a paper cut. She said, what? Well, I have a cut on my finger, too. I have a Band-Aid.
Oh, man. Here we go. They're finger buddies
now. You got a boo-boo? He said, my teacher cleaned my boo-boo. And I said, okay, well, this is good conversation. Okay, bye. Thank you. I'm so sorry. He's interrupting you. You're busy working. Well, have Hendrix, you know, on the cart. He's not in the cart, but he likes to stand up on it. And you
sure,
know.
Sure. Ride around on the
back. Uh-huh. Well,
with his finger
going around
in the air.
He said, we need to go back. I need her name.
Oh, really?
He does need her name.
And I'm like, no. He said, I need her name.
You got girlfriend?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Crush it.
That's a good looking finger you got right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes sense
to
me.
He talks to everybody.
He does.
Every person in the store. So I'm sorry. I told you. You don't have to speak to him. You don't have to be nice. Because I know most of the time you're busy.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Because I would be concerned too, Antoine, if I'm in the store and this young man is going out of his way to tell me all about his paper cut.
Okay.
I start thinking, what is that code for? Did mommy pinch him? Did mommy accidentally, you know, the wine cork sliced his finger and this is the cover up? And he's like, I have a paper cut. Wink, wink.
Save
need
me.
Help. Yes. Blink twice for help. You know, that kind of thing. What is this paper cut?
No, he looks for the conversation. He's looking for any way.
That's awesome.
To pull you in.
I tell you
Great
what.
Great kid.
He wants to hook up with everybody at the grocery store,
too. At the grocery store.
Yep. Something about that uniform.
Yeah. He says, I know how to do cartwheels. I can do backflip. Like when he's talking to women
he's
at
impressive.
The store, I'm like, yes, you know.
You have to put it out there. Sometimes,
he's five, I'm
sometimes
sorry.
they don't know your resume, so you got to put your resume out there. The skills and accomplishments.
Do you indulge him on things like that, or do you cut him down like he always do to my son? Where he said, "I can do a backflip," and I say, "All right, do one," and he would do it, and it would be terrible. And I would say, "That's terrible. That's not a backflip." I don't know what
I'm talking about. At home, I'm like, "No, you do it again. Try it again."
Like,
but
boo.
Yeah, in the store, I'm like, "I'm sorry. Let's go."
Yep. So if you see Mr. Steal Your Girl, and just imagine if you're wearing a Walmart smock, he's extra excited to see you. Absolutely. Hot list now.
K92, oh. Miss Monica's hot list.
You're going to be mad at this, Zach, because your song Milk and Bread is on Spotify, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, so is Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy, and she doesn't even have a song.
Yeah, she got no song. She's not an artist.
What?
She's got a million Spotify listens.
Yes, 1 million listeners on Spotify. Now, the reason she has 1 million is because her voice is featured on Beyonce's music, like a couple
of songs. Oh,
that's
right, yeah.
Yeah, but she hasn't released any music, but she has 1 million listeners.
Yeah. I mean, she's on there because of her mother.
Uh-huh.
My mother is useless in this situation. She's not helpful to me at all. Give me anything.
Got you hating
Blue
on it.
Blue is super talented. Like, she is...
What does she do?
Just her personality. Like,
I haven't even heard the little girl talk. Speak. I've never
heard
her speak.
You listen to Beyoncé songs when she's on? She's on like a couple of Beyoncé and Jay-Z songs.
She's like, I love my daddy. Yeah.
And she sounded amazing.
You only say that because it's Beyoncé and Jay-Z. If it was Monica's kid, you wouldn't think they were talented
Hendrix
at all.
Hendrix is amazing.
Hendrix is something else.
Give him an album.
Mrs. Stingray.
He's something else. Sorry, y'all. All right. Well, not sorry for Mariah Carey. You know what she was talking about? She had her ex-fiance.
The billionaire.
Which and one? She wanted to sue him for wasting her time.
Yeah.
She won.
I know.
$5 million. $5 million. That lawsuit. She sued him for wasting her time.
The more I learn about her personality, the less I really like Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's a terrible person, but you know what she is? She's a great example. If you ever want to argue that karma does not exist, she is exhibit A.
Yeah.
I didn't know
she
you
gets
could
away
even
everything.
Do, you could even do that. You could sue someone for wasting your time. Because people could sue. Everybody. You can sue any and everyone,
I'm
right?
I'm going to sue everybody here.
She wasted Nick Cannon's time.
My time. I'm suing.
Yeah.
And $5 million.
Was it an actual court case or did he? I mean, he's a billionaire.
Yeah,
so
he's not hurting.
Writing a check for $5 million is almost like throwing $50 at her head and telling her to get lost.
He pulled it out the center console in his car. He's like, how much you want?
But she had to move from L.A. to NY, NYC, so New York.
Yes, and, Monica goes one time. Now she says NY. Right, as if you're Lord Tariq and Peter Guns hanging out.
Twice, so now
she had to move. Right. She blamed that on him. That she had to move.
Yeah,
for
she
him.
Had to move Coach. For him.
Plenty of people that say they move for someone and that person like cheats on them or you know whatever. Yeah. I mean, that you pain
like she
suffering.
Didn't already have like a loft in New York anyway.
Yeah, but she's a great example of good things happening to bad people.
Oh yeah, and she also said he wasn't nice to her assistants.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's not nice to her
while
assistants
in Greece,
either.
While in Greece, he wasn't nice.
She had to pay out some settlement because she was so mean to her
that's
assistant.
That's right, but that's her assistant.
He was worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Blah, $5 million.
Yeah, $5 million. It is absolutely amazing. Birthday scam next. This guy drunkenly ordered, I believe, a $5 million man cave. Mm. So it's at his house and he's freaking out. Stan Caves Man Caves. Next on the K92 Morning Thing. Live. I mean, we are live, but then live video, too. Right now,
can't you see that I'm alone?
We welcome in our rescue of the week, Adoptable Love. She's not our rescue of the week. She brings him. It's Stephanie.
I am a rescue, though. Let's be honest.
You are our special needs guest, is what it is.
That's okay.
But which is fine. Yeah. So Stephanie goes to the Franklin County Humane Society. She picks out a little doggy that speaks to her.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, that doggy is
a treat.
Daya. And if you want to see
cute.
Little Daya, super cute dog.
So cute.
Those ears.
Yes.
I believe are live right now on Facebook. So you can go to the doggy cam on there and watch the whole thing go down. You can see behind the scenes of the K92 Morning Thing. You can see what an ugly man Antoine Terrell is. It's just
balls.
He's still mad.
No. Balls.
Someone is still mad.
Somebody's mad because they have dip class.
Yes. And that somebody is me. So I am lashing out because Antoine was not being helpful. But on the bright side.
You should have just done a GoFundMe for your ticket.
It's not even the ticket. I would have paid the ticket. I'm paying about the same amount between the court cost.
It doesn't change that at all.
It's about the points, baby.
I feel like maybe Daniel isn't telling me something because I've gotten at least, I don't know, 5 tickets in the last year. And everyone's like, oh, your insurance. I'm like, I don't know.
No one
has said anything.
I'm going to guess. It's a fun little secret for Stephanie. Your license was probably suspended two years ago.
He doesn't even care.
Don't get pulled over again.
So you can go. We're live right now on our Facebook page.
Miss Ragsdale, the Humane Society again.
Yep. K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. You can watch live and just tune in and see Daya, who super sweet little doggy.
Oh, my goodness. She is just a doll. She's only 4 months old, so she's got a little bit of growing to do, but she's tiny.
She is tiny.
Yeah. She is only 20 pounds right now, and she's got on the most adorable pink jacket. But she's got some paws to grow into, and she's got a really long tail. She's a Jack Russell mix, but I don't know. She might be mixed with like a little lab or something. I don't know.
Yeah, almost
hard
has
to say.
That pit face a little bit.
Not a lot,
but a little.
No, I don't think so.
It's got that broad nose.
Okay.
Can you imagine if we talked about people this way? We do this with dogs all the time. We're like big ears and that strong nose. But I guess Mariah Carey, you know what that face of hers, that whole thing. But Daya is super sweet. We're guessing maybe 25-ish to 30 pounds when all is said
full grown,
and done.
Yeah.
So it's a medium-sized dog. 4 months old, but no ridiculous kind of puppy energy or anything like that.
No.
Very chill. She's chill right now. I'm sure that when she gets comfortable that she's going to have a lot of good playful energy. But we just pulled her from the Franklin County 20-pound, he pound a couple days ago.
Okay.
So she's had a lot of, you know, shifting and changing going on.
She's trapped in this studio going, what is going on?
But like from the pound to the Humane Society to my car to here. And then next she's going to be on Daytime Blue Ridge with Dr. Courtney Weegar.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's got a big day ahead of her.
As always, we just we do this because we want to see these animals adopted and have loving homes for the rest of their lives. So what you can do, even if you're not shopping for an animal right now, just go ahead and go on her Facebook page. There's a post for Daya. You can share that post. You can see her giant ears right now on her Facebook page.
I want to say your friends will like you more if you share this one.
Yeah.
Because this is like good for the newsfeed.
Yeah.
It is. And you know what? Our newsfeed is filled with lots of things that are not pleasant to look at or read. So this is what we try to do.
And it's National Love Your Pet Day, I understand.
Okay.
I guess I thought it was every day, but it's today.
Okay.
So
it's slightly more enjoyment today.
I guess if there's such a thing. Yeah.
The rest of the days we mostly like our pets, I think is what it is. And today you just love. would like to say thank you. Daffodil from last week adopted.
Yes.
So we took care of that.
Easy.
All right, Lila's still our lone wolf. Yes. She's out there. But she's got a meet and greet coming up.
She has a meet and greet, fingers crossed.
She's got a Tinder date. Somebody swiped right, but we'll see if there's a second date.
Yeah. And listen, shoot, I just forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
That was fun. Thank you.
That
was good.
I just went blank.
It left. It just left.
Oh, I know what it was. That if you are interested in Daya, I would recommend going ahead and putting in an application, our online application. It's super easy just because she's not going right back to the shelter today. And with her little press tour, I imagine she'll get a lot of interest.
Yeah.
So I just don't want anyone to be overlooked.
Yeah.
I would
so
go
you
ahead
can go
apply.
Online. You can fill out the application. And just to give you that idea, because of the snowfall potential today, Stephanie is begrudgingly forced to have this dog she loves so much be at her house for the night. So it's terrible.
I know.
Can't possibly weather the blizzard.
Nature.
No, nature has spoken. So Daya won't be at the shelter today. She'll probably be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can apply online now.
Yes.
So if you want to go ahead and do that, you can.
Puppies always go quickly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again for sharing the post and everything. And thank you, Stephanie, for coming in.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Keep us posted on everything. Coming up next and blow your mind. If you're having trouble sleeping, this could help you. A little bit unusual, but study shows that it does help. Blow your mind on the way. I'll tell you right now, I got a way that's going to help you sleep better. It's creepy, but it's a way.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
So there. I mean, you want to sleep better, then you're just going to have to do these things.
I have a newlywed whose new marriage is on the rocks right now.
Already?
Already on the rocks.
I'm always interested by those when it's just, it's already
a
disaster.
What's going on? Yeah. Well, this woman, she had something in her ear.
Something in her ear.
Something in her ear.
It always seems
it's not going to make you happy. You're not going to sleep well.
It's going to be like a toothpick or something.
Oh, God. Well, let's start with a way to sleep well, and then we'll end with a way to not sleep well. It'll be perfect.
Okay.
Want to sleep better? You just need to sleep with blank. A, one sock on. B, your lover's old shirt. Or C, Vaseline on your hands.
I'm going C. I don't know why we looked at each other
like
we were supposed to agree.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's almost as if like the two of you talking on top of each other just canceled each other out because that's what happened. Because the answer was B. I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Nope. Your lover's old trick. Which one of you said Vaseline on your hands?
I did.
Oh, you
can't sleep like that.
I can't sleep with one sock on, I can tell you that.
I can. I used to.
I could not do that.
What are you going to do, get all lubed up and just go to bed?
I know, stuck to the sheets.
Maybe.
That's terrible.
Sliding
you're
all
terrible.
Over the place.
You're awful.
So, Monica, you slept with one sock
on. I used to have one sock. It bothered Jared so much.
Oh, yeah.
To see me with like one sock
on,
one sock off.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. That will be one of the highlights of his interview on the Monica Brooks serial killer Netflix documentary.
A lot of people imagine do it.
No.
I just felt comfortable with one sock on.
You don't feel off balance?
No.
Like, it's just weird.
Right, and that's what it'll be. Antoine is what she'll do is she's going to go around and cut one toe off of somebody.
That's what it is.
Cut their foot off. And then we'll call you the one sock monster.
I don't know.
The one sock lady. This is a work in progress.
Okay.
No, your lover's old shirt. Research says that for this study, and this is so weird for this study, I can't imagine agreeing to this. So they gave people two t-shirts to use as pillowcases.
Mm-hmm.
So the one time they would sleep and it was their significant other's t-shirt as a pillowcase. And they didn't know which was which. And then the other time, total stranger. So a total stranger's random t-shirt
Oh.
See, I would think you wouldn't sleep better because you'd be like, oh my God, this smells like somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping
who is this
on their
person?
Own. Yeah, but they claim that the t-shirt, when it was the lover's scent, and it does say lover in here, which I think is odd. Yeah. But yeah, it helps you sleep better.
Okay.
So there. So that's sleep better. Monica's sleep worse. We'll end this. And in the middle, newlyweds in distress already.
Yeah, whoa. So this bride, her newlywed, her marriage is already in jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Why is that?
Was it because at the wedding, she punched the groom's sister.
Okay, I could see that happening.
Was it because at the wedding, she punched the groom's best man?
Okay. Oh, punching people.
Was it because at the wedding, she punched the groom?
Okay. Lots of punching going on.
Somebody got punched at this wedding.
The groom.
So, the groom?
Yeah, I don't want to agree with Monica, but I will. The groom.
Nope, it was the groom's sister.
Okay. That means you're wrong.
And I have a question for you guys. Was she justified? The groom's sister showed up wasted. Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped over the gift table.
Ooh.
During the reception. The groom's sister proposed to her boyfriend, who said no during the reception.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, I'm already yes.
And threw up in the floor at the reception.
Oh, God.
Okay. Then yes, yeah. She did.
But the groom is super, super pissed that she punched his sister.
She basically ruined her day.
Yeah. And he doesn't know if he can stay with her for attacking his sister.
Oh.
Then she should have punched him.
Yeah, I know.
This whole family's ridiculous.
Yeah, she showed up wasted and ruined everything.
Because I would imagine it's not like she probably just walked over and punched this woman. Probably there was words were said.
Yes.
And the drunk idiot probably said something. Blah, blah, yeah. You don't tell me what to do. Well, then you do deserve that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I am in agreeance. And I know that that's not even a word, but
gosh.
I am anyway.
Well, this lady, you're not going to sleep well tonight thinking about this.
Thank you.
Because this woman has something in her ear. Was it A, a spider?
Okay.
B, a roach? C, a tapeworm?
D.
Nothing.
I'm gonna go with
eardrum.
I'm gonna go with the tapeworm.
Tapeworm.
I'm going with C.
What
tapeworm.
Were the choices again? I blocked them all.
Spider,
out.
Roach, tapeworm.
Tapeworm.
Sound like one animal that would be in Australia.
Y'all, no. A. She had a spider.
That means you
laid some eggs, probably too.
Well, she goes to the hospital because she assumes it's like water in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear fluid in your ear, get it drained, all that stuff. Well, the doctor checks her ear, runs out of the room, and gets backup.
Oh, God.
And you never want someone to come back with backup. I don't care what the situation is.
I don't want the doctor
to go. It doesn't have to be the hospital. It could be.
Let me go show somebody else this. Yeah.
Yeah, if someone's taking your order and they run back and get backup, gosh. I'm like, what's going on?
No.
Well, they bring in backup because she has a spider in her ear. Not only that, it's a brown recluse.
Ooh.
Extremely poisonous.
Yes.
Like to flesh eating.
Hungry.
Yeah.
I'm scared to move
in
at that point.
Ear. Yeah, so they had to gently pull out this spider. Of course, she's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get in there.
But if you go to sleep, you don't know. There was a celebrity, I think it was a country singer, that fell asleep and a brown recluse bit her on the face. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought these things only happened in Australia. They're not supposed to happen here. Oh, my God.
No, that's...
All right.
That's,
well, I won't sleep. Backwards game is next. I'm just going to keep my headphones on all the time. That's it. I'm just going to start sleeping with these things. That's on the way next.
Stand by. More facts.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.